Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is live and local now. Big day. The president in town at this hour will be speaking about 3 hours from now at the Las Vegas Convention Center. And this kind of appearance, the CAG rally, let's keep America great, as opposed to MAGA, make America great. That was 2016. Now we moved on to keep America great. What is amazing is what's going on down at the convention center. It is an incredible, incredible event. And a lot of you, I know, are going to be a part of it. A lot of you may be in line right now. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in. Aaron Perini is the Principal Deputy Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. And she joins us from the convention center. Aaron, what have you seen so far?
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on today. Yeah, we are seeing an enthusiastic crowd here in Las Vegas for President Trump. We had folks lining up last night. We had a few dozen folks already in line. And that has quickly grown in number. We've got folks stretched down the edge of the building, and it's happy faces. It's happy patriots and happy warriors excited to see President Trump today in Nevada.
And let me just do some of the logistics here. The doors opened at 8. Am I right on that, that they're letting people in even as we speak?
Yes, we are starting to move people into the building. Yeah, we do want to get folks clear it in, so we got a nice big crowd in the building when President Trump arrives in only a matter of hours.
What will the message be? I don't want you to get too far ahead of the president, but will it be the kind of message that we've heard in Colorado Springs, in Phoenix, over the last couple of nights?
That's right. You will hear a very similar message from the last two rallies, you know, rally day three. But the Nevada caucuses are tomorrow for the Democrats, so I'm sure you'll hear the president talk about that. And the success of the Trump administration, you know, what were promises made, are promises kept. And he's got a robust record to run on that is helping here in Nevada. Sure, you'll hear him touch about that. And what's going on in swampy D.C.? He loves to take a good punch at those moments when he gets a chance.
Aaron Perini joining us, Principal Deputy Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. I know of at least one person, a friend of mine, and we all know it's Chuck Muth, who has been on this show many times, who is at least one person that went down, changed registration from conservative Republican to a Democrat, and voted, early voted in the caucus, kind of Operation Chaos, if you will. Do you know of a lot of folks, a lot of Trump supporters that are doing that just to screw these Democrats up?
I have not heard a lot about that, but tomorrow, you know, there is the Republican Party that will be having their, you know, convention here in Nevada. And we will see, you know, the delegates that are going to be going to the national convention on behalf of President Trump to nominate him again. There is work being done here in Nevada to make sure President Trump is on the ballot again in November and that we can ensure another 4 years of moving America forward.
Let me just ask you, the president is running on his economy and it's amazing when you watch the debates and then you watch a Trump rally, you see two different visions of America, one where everything's going great, where you know, people are going back to work, wages are up, unemployment is down, and yet you watch the gloom and doom Demo-rats, and it's totally different. How can the president cut through all of this? And is that why he's taken to the road three times this week?
Well, yeah, we know on the campaign, we see it every time that the president speaks directly to the American public, whether it's a rally, the State of the Union address, or he takes to Twitter. When he goes and he removes that media filter and lens, it's generally better received than it would be if you put a pundit over top of it. Actually, it's much better received than if you put a pundit over the top of it. And so when President Trump talks directly to Americans, they respond. And we see that rally after rally, and it's working because the data we collect when you register to come to a Trump rally, we see that generally speaking, about a quarter of the registrants, between 20 and 25%, are usually Democrats. These are people who want to come into the fold to hear the president's message and to be part of the movement, because this isn't a moment in history. This is a movement to change America for the better. And President Trump is excited to be able to share that message today with the people of Nevada. And so when we talk directly to folks, we know that that message gets through. We don't need the fake news putting their spin on what President Trump says.
And do you have any feel from the last two nights what those percentages are of Republicans, Democrats, and unaffiliated? Do you have any knowledge of that right now that you can share with us?
So Brad Parscale, our campaign manager, likes to tweet out the rally data when he has it to share. I know that he put up the Colorado data, which showed about 70,000 tickets were registered for. And of that, 19% of the people who registered for tickets did not vote in the 2016 election.
Wow.
17% of the people in Colorado were Democrats. Those are the numbers we see when we come into a state that President Trump is not only bringing people off the sidelines, but you're seeing people change parties to come and vote for the president.
And that's why when we see polling, we see head-to-head polling, which is really meaningless at this point in the campaign. But when you see this polling, and sometimes the president down a couple of 3 points, 5 points, whatever it might be, to some of these Demo-rat wannabes, that they're really meaningless when you put these kind of numbers up against that.
Well, that's right. I mean, it doesn't matter who we run against. When the Democrats try to figure out, when they finally decide if they're going to have a socialist be at the top of their ticket or a billionaire at the top of their ticket, doesn't matter who it's going to be. We know that our message works, and we know that the Democrats don't stand a chance against not only this ground game, but the data that we bring in. We want these, you know, Friday rally goers to become our Saturday volunteers, to engage with their community and to have the conversations about what we're going to do, because the Democrat policies would be devastating for America, for Nevada's economy, and for the country as a whole. They want to turn everything back that we have managed, that this president has managed to succeed on in the first 3.5 years of administration, to take away all the choice, all the opportunity, and all that freedom to say government knows best. I'm looking at this huge crowd right now here in Las Vegas. These are some freedom-loving Americans who think that they can make a better choice than the federal government can for them.
I want to ask you about the Demo-rats debate here in Las Vegas, and the fact that Michael Bloomberg, or I guess we can't call him Michael anymore. Maybe we'll just call him Mike or even Mikey. That in the debates they just pummeled him. Yet he still spent $417 million in ad buys, and we haven't even completed Nevada or South Carolina. Are we doing anything fundraising-wise? Well, what's the fundraising look like from the Trump campaign?
Well, you know, Michael Bloomberg can go ahead and just throw his money into the furnace the way we've seen, because money can buy you airtime, but it certainly can't buy you love, and it can't buy the movement like we see here with Trump supporters. But for the president, in these last few days that he's been out on the West Coast, he's brought in $17 million in fundraising money to the campaign. And we saw that during impeachment, when Nancy Pelosi started impeachment to when it ended, we brought in over $100 million online fundraising. I mean, Democrats, they, you know, Bloomberg may have unlimited resources. We're going to make sure that we are a well-funded campaign, not short on resources. And every time the president comes to town or Democrats take another, you know, lurch to the left, this campaign gets stronger, not only with donors and dollars, but with supporters.
And is it a safe bet that just ahead of next week's primary in South Carolina, that that we'll see the president in South Carolina at some point next week?
Yes, we actually we recently announced a rally. I believe yesterday we announced that we will be in North Charleston, South Carolina, the day before the South Carolina primary, and we'll be in North Carolina a few days after that. You will see this president out there. He enjoys going into these areas where there really aren't primary contests for him, but that he can go take some of the oxygen from the Democrats and continue to build our game, because we're looking at November. Democrats are just trying to make it to July, their convention in Milwaukee. So every time we come into a state that they're trying to be competitive in, we are bringing more into the fold to make sure that we ensure a victory in November.
Erin, enjoy your day here in Las Vegas, and then, of course, you'll be heading back home to the swamp. But thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for all you're doing with the 2020 reelect campaign. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Erin Perini, Principal Deputy Communications Director for the 2020 reelect campaign. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll let you hear the president in Colorado last night. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to real water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting real water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
That's what Mikey Bloomberg is saying today. This is incredible stuff. The money that he has spent. Imagine what $417 million could buy you. It could buy you, I think it could buy you your own, 737, 747 aircraft. Yeah. Or we could start doing the Andrew Yang freedom dividend. You know, $1,000 a month for everybody. I mean, that's an incredible amount of money. I love that. Nah, I do. Ted DiBiase. That's great stuff. Oh, did I mention it? That today is not just the day of the Trump rally. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah. What day is it?
It's Friday.
You know what day it is. It's Friday. I just love it. By the way, coming up bottom of the hour, Michael Cadenassi, a Washoe County GOP chair, will join us. How is he approaching caucus day in Northern Nevada? We'll get that. Also, Colonel Alan West will join us. All that and more coming up after 10 o'clock. Yeah. I tell you what, we got so much going on. Rico Waller, by the way, if you're wondering, Rico Waller, the pride of Northern Nevada from Carson Insulation, not going to join us. He is under the weather.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. A lot of us disappointed by that. But we got a lot of other stuff. We got tons of stuff to do. I want to go to the audio sound bites, and I want to go to cut 7, because the president looked back in Colorado Springs at the Democrat debate here the other night in Las Vegas. This was the president last night in Colorado Springs.
And I don't know if anybody watched last night's debate. It got very big ratings, and you know what? Mini Mike didn't do well last night. I was going to send him a note saying, it's not easy doing what I do, is it? Not easy. It's not easy, Mike. Not easy for any of them. Now, Mike didn't do too well. He went way down. It's all right. Mini Mike. How about Klobuchar? Did you see her? She choked. She choked. She couldn't breathe. Alfred E. Newman looked at her and said, something slightly derogatory. And she said, are you accusing me of being dumb? Who would make a statement like that? Because that's really what he was doing, but he doesn't want to say that. No, how about that? Are you saying I'm dumb? That was the end of her campaign in my book, you know. You don't say that. Even if it's true, you don't say that.
I just, I absolutely loved that. That's why people were standing in line at 6 o'clock last night outside the Las Vegas Convention Center. And that's why they are still lined up. Many of you may be headed down to see the president. And that's, this is going to be exciting. It really is. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by the MultiCare Group. If employee retention is important to your business, regardless of size, call my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. Ask about high-quality group health insurance plans. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 702-396-9449. Pat will probably not pick up the phone because he is down at the convention center. Yeah, posting on Facebook, showing you the long lines down around the block. I love it. So call Pat, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Coming up, Michael Catanassi. He is the chairman of the Washoe County GOP. Yeah, and we'll find out what the day before caucus day is like for the folks in Washoe County, and also the big meeting coming up tomorrow to, by acclamation, award all of the Nevada delegates to the president. We'll do that and more coming up, live and local, now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Taco Time's awesome sauce burrito is just $1.99. It's totally sawesome.
See what I did there?
Made with real food, real fast. We load it with seasoned ground beef, refried beans, rich and creamy cheese sauce, and our world-famous Mexi fries. Time to customize. Pick your sauce, boss. Choose original, green, or blazing five alarm. Whatever your style, grab your awesome sauce burrito and go the extra mile for just $1.99. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Nevada presidential caucuses are set for tomorrow. The Democratic candidates, including frontrunner Bernie Sanders, are doing last-minute campaigning, with the exception of Michael Bloomberg, who's not on the Nevada ballot tomorrow. He's concerned that Sanders might end up winning the nomination.
If we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error.
While in an exclusive CBS interview, Bernie Sanders again said he's concerned about Bloomberg trying to buy the Democratic nomination.
I am worried
about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign.
A top Taliban military leader and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are both confirming that the U.S. and the Taliban plan to sign a peace deal on February 29th if a week-long reduction in violence holds. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The Cup cars hit the track in Vegas. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, game changers. Makes me think of Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Finally, a simple, efficient way to quote home insurance. Let's go to Colin, who will now try to say something.
Okay, first of all, are you kidding? Never in my life. Okay, when you see stuff like this, look, I'm not the only one who thinks this, although everybody says I am.
Well said, Colin. Well said.
Get right to the point with Home Quote Explorer. It's a game changer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Wing Nation, presented by Sage Fruit on MAV TV.
I'm Donnie Schatz, and you're watching Wing Nation.
Saturdays at 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time.
This is Brad Doty, and you're watching Wing Nation.
This is Steve Post. Join Ashley Strummy and I as we talk to the biggest names in wing sprint car racing.
This is Terry McCarl.
This is Danny Dietrich.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Greg Wilson.
I'm Sheldon Hinshield. You're watching Wing Nation.
This is Brent Marks, and you're watching Wing Nation on MAV TV.
Wing Nation, Saturday mornings on MAV TV.
I'm Darren Pittman, and you're watching Wing Nation on MAV TV.
All three of NASCAR's National Series are on track today at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway in Nevada, including the NASCAR Cup Series, as those teams practice for Sunday's Pennzoil 400. Chip Ganassi Racing driver Kyle Larson will be looking to see how the new aerodynamic package from a year ago has evolved since the series last raced at the track last September.
I don't really know, you know, how to race with this package now, and everybody's gotten their stuff a little bit better. I don't know.
The Xfinity Series also practices today for tomorrow's Boyd Gaming 300, and the NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series races tonight in the Strat 200. Our airtime for tonight's Gander Truck Race is set for 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
If you heard my friends, then you heard my pride. I gotta be a man.
To head over to the convention center. He will make a speech just after 12 noon today. A guy that will be in the convention center, Michael Cardinasi, the Washoe County GOP chairman. He is here in Las Vegas and joins me. Michael, first of all, welcome back to Las Vegas in Southern Nevada. And a lot of excitement already. And we're, 2.5 hours away from a speech. But there's a lot of excitement being generated by the president coming and staying here in Nevada.
Absolutely. Our base is really electrified by his presence, and we're all rooting for him in the general election.
Now, explain for folks what, you know, we've heard a lot about the Democrats and the caucus. And we're all keeping our fingers crossed to see if we'll be able to get any results before Saturday night. But what is it that the Republicans are doing statewide?
Well, the first thing was that the executive committee of the state party, at the urging of the Trump campaign, decided that there would not be a presidential preference caucus or election. So it'll be the party itself that will vote to endorse President Trump for re-election. This is something that, unfortunately, while we conceded to the Trump campaign, is not the best for county parties. County parties depend on the caucus and the presidential preference poll to drive turnout to our precinct meetings. And it is from that turnout that we derive volunteers, financial support, and frankly, it energizes the base because, yes, it's great to go to a rally, but people would like to express their support for the president. And the most tangible way they do that is voting in a preference poll.
What is your sense in Northern Nevada? What is going on? You keep your ear to the ground there. Again, you are the Washoe County Republican chairman. But I'm curious what you think's going on among Democrats in your area. There seems to be a lot of confusion. Nobody can really wrap their arms around any of these candidates. And these are Democrat voters I'm talking about.
Well, I think the Democrat voters, like the candidates themselves, are in complete disarray. It is true that Bernie has probably a very solid, but not plurality, and they are certainly very passionate. And I haven't seen anyone that's really been able to knock that off. Maybe it can be done in the back room by Bloomberg. I don't know. I know there probably is very little passion for him. However, the Democrats seem to be shouting at each other, and that's not a bad thing for reelecting President Trump.
Other than ads, do you see any evidence that Michael Bloomberg is out there in Northern Nevada working crowds, working events, doing anything like that?
No, and the interesting thing is even when Bernie shows up, there isn't a huge crowd. there's some strong passions, but it's from a small group. So I'm very optimistic about President Trump's chances in Nevada.
Do you like the idea that the president has essentially camped out in Nevada, and that he is, well, he's gone to Colorado, he's gone to Phoenix, he's been to Rancho Mirage, but he's doing it with Vegas being a base. You like the idea of him coming and staying in Nevada?
Well, I think the win for Nevada Republicans is it will certainly focus their themselves on, they'll focus their interest in this election. As you know, that for all politics, turnout is key. And we need to not only turn out our base, but we need to turn out people who probably aren't right now part of his base, but we need to get them too. I mean, in Nevada now, the fastest growing demographic are folks that don't register either Republican or Democrat. And we need to get to them, we need to get in their face, and we need to persuade them to move to the right. And I think that's doable. Our county party is focusing specifically on those non-aligned voters. There's two things that come to mind about them. The first thing is they are undecided and they've divorced themselves from the two major parties for a reason. Usually it's because they don't like the noise. The other thing is, traditionally, they don't vote as much. Their propensity to vote is lower than both Republicans and Democrat who are registered in the respective parties. So we need to get those folks energized enough to come out and vote. And that's exactly what our county party is focused with our field program.
Michael Cadenassi joining us. He is a Washoe County Republican Party chair. I want to ask you about people of color. And it may not be as big a factor in Washoe County as it might be in other parts of the state. But there's a movement out there that I sense where African-Americans, Hispanics are going to vote for Trump in bigger and bigger numbers, certainly than 2016, and maybe than has ever voted for a Republican in recent memory. What is your sense of what people of color are talking about? That even like African Americans are becoming less monolithic in how they vote.
I think what you have to look at is look at the issues rather than the personalities or even the rhetoric. What you look at is black unemployment up. I mean down. Black youth up unemployment down. So when you look at that, you say if I'm a voter. And I'm saying, golly, a lot of people tell me I'm great and they're going to help me, but this guy, he's really helped me. The same thing with Hispanic. What are Hispanic voters? Most of them are Catholic. They are pro-life, and a lot of them are small business owners. They are natural Republicans, though they may not be on paper. So in my view, those people... those voters and Republicans don't tend to look at people in racial terms. And I think that's sometimes it's to our own detriment, but we tend to look at people. They're a small business person. They're a job holder. We look at them as a citizen rather than as a member of some minority. I think it's the party on the other side that tends to divide people up almost by anything they can. And I don't like that.
One of the challenges for county parties is recruiting, vetting political candidates who can win in November. And I'm curious if you find that more and more of your candidates in Northern Nevada, in Washoe County, are very much in sync with this president. You know, the Never Trumpers, they just don't exist anymore, do they?
Well, in Northern Nevada, I don't know of any. So I think that's what we need to still gauge. But if they are going to exist, they're probably going to be in that unaligned group. And we're already talking to them. I mean, let me share with you some of the things our county party has already done. We already are fielding people, canvassers. We do not use volunteers. The crux of our program is students from UNR, and they come from two different clubs. One is the Young Republican or College Republicans, and the other one is Turning Point USA chapter at UNR. And these kids are really bright kids. They know the issues, and they know how to engage at the door. So they're already out there talking, and we're starting to compile that data in order to give it to the candidates. It's pretty exciting, and we do our own data work so that we're compiling this stuff ourselves and we share it with the local candidates, and the local candidates are pretty much our focus. And we think by talking to voters, especially the non-aligned, about local voters, and we identify them as right-leaning, that if we can get them to the polls, they will vote for President Trump based on the issues.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. By the way, after seeing data so far, could this be a wave election? And could this be a wave election that helps not just the president, but also other candidates down ticket, not just in Washoe County, but across the state?
Well, in Washoe County, what I can say is that our job is to win the local election. So the best way to win is to never assume it's going to be a wave. Our basic assumption is we're down and we want to get up, not that we're in a wave. It tends to make you complacent in what you do, and we certainly don't want any complacency. This is too important an election to lose.
You sound like a bunch of my athletic coaches of the high school football and basketball. That's the way they talk. No, we don't take anything for granted. Hey, Michael, it's always great. Enjoy your stay here in Las Vegas. I know you're going to enjoy the president's speech at noon today. Thank you so much, and thanks for all you're doing in Washoe County. If folks in Washoe County, if they want to help you, if they do want to volunteer, if they want to do yard signs, they want to do all kinds of stuff, how do they reach you?
Go to our website, which is washoegop.org, and lots of information on that, or drop by the office. The address, phone numbers are all on that website. So we look forward to seeing people there.
That'd be great. Hey, thank you, my friend. We will talk again soon. Enjoy your stay.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Michael Cardinasi, Washoe County Republican Party Chair, joining us today. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan, have no equity, bad credit, or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Hallelujah. The president is resting comfortably, getting ready to come over to the convention center. And his noon speech, this is a CAG rally, a Keep America Great rally. It'll be a different kind of speech than what he gave yesterday at Metro. But this is going to be, I have a feeling the president's going to be a little extra fired up being here in Las Vegas. Speaking of Trump, Donald Trump Jr., who's been on this show, has been in our studio many, many times. Don Jr. Was on with Hannity last night. This is cut six. And, his reaction to the Wednesday Democrat debate. and listen to Don Jr. He is fired up. Here it is.
You watched this disaster last night. I'm dying to get your take on it.
Oh, it was pretty brutal. As I put out on Twitter last week, Mike Bloomberg can buy a lot, but you can't buy personality, Sean. You can't buy wit. It's not that he didn't know that these questions were coming. It's that he still doesn't know how to answer them. He doesn't have that. Trump has a natural talent to do that, whether it's the because you'd be in jail or only Rosie. When they threw stuff at him, he came up with stuff on his feet. And that's the difference. Mike Bloomberg doesn't have that personality. It's why he can't relate to anyone. It's why he makes comments about the minorities that he made that were just so vicious, and farmers that was just so disrespectful, because he doesn't have that ability to interact with real people. And the entire world saw it yesterday. He spent more money to get to where he was yesterday than we did to win the presidency. And he's going to have to spend a lot more to remain relevant in this. Right now, he spent $500 million to look like a jerk.
Okay. So one of the earliest interviews I ever did with you all, our relationship goes back way before your dad ever thought about running for president when I first met you. And you think of, oh, I could teach any of you to farm. You just dig a hole, you stick a seed in, cover it with dirt, water it, and up comes your corn. Okay. Wow. Breathtaking. Yep. Ignorance and out of touch. I can't even imagine. All right. But your dad respects and loves farmers. Your dad wants the manufacturing industry back in America, America first. Even the military comments he makes, the farmers, the comments about farmers, you called him a blue-collar billionaire. I'll never forget it.
Yeah. I did, and I used to get a lot of hell for it. They're like, what could he possibly know? And you see it, the way he's able to interact with people. First of all, Mike Bloomberg wouldn't last 3 seconds on a farm, okay? But Donald Trump didn't spend his career. No, he wouldn't. I mean, it'd be over in about
not
3 seconds is the over-under. I'm taking the under. I'm taking the under.
4,000 acres.
Donald Trump
way, Don,
made 4, his
4,000 acres. Drop a seed in, cover it, water it, up comes your corn up, pop up in rows, right?
Yeah. It wouldn't look good for many. It'd be over really fast. But the reality is this. You know, Donald Trump made his fortune dealing with workers, not guys behind a computer screen, not Wall Street billionaires. He did it by dealing with construction workers, people doing, you know, real work. That's why he's able to relate to them. You can't teach that. You have to have that. And Donald Trump had 40-year career of doing just that. And that's important in politics. When you're talking about bringing back blue-collar jobs to America, it helps to understand those people, to understand what motivates them. That's why Donald Trump, I get it. I used to talk to you about the irony of the brash billionaire from New York being able to transcend that and talk with, not at, because there's a big difference between being lectured and having a conversation. But Donald Trump could talk with these people, and they got it. And guess what? Now he's delivering for them.
Okay, here's the deal. Elizabeth Warren was on, where was this? Yeah. Pocahontas. Pocahontas, as she's so affectionately known. Yeah, Elizabeth Warren was on with Lawrence O'Donnell last night on MSNBC. And I want you to listen. Talked about a post-debate exchange between herself and Michael Bloomberg, the guy that she blasted. Here it is last night on MSNBC.
After all those punches had been thrown during the previous hour and a half, what was that conversation about?
So I was actually going to stay at my little podium there and make a couple of notes and think about what I wanted to say at the end, because I don't write this in advance. I kind of see how the debate had unfolded. And the mayor turned to me and asked me where I was born. And so I started talking to him about that. And he isn't very familiar with Oklahoma, so I told him a little bit about Oklahoma, and we talked a little about Oklahoma. And by the way, politically, the mayor has already dropped, I think it's $6 million in Oklahoma. It's a Super Tuesday state. And it was, for me, a reminder that, this is a guy who's now dropped $400 million to buy that spot on the stage, and whose basic argument is that he should be president because he can spend another $400 million. You know, if that's what democracy is about, then we're in real trouble. Running our arrogant billionaire against their arrogant billionaire, that's just going to be an America that's going to work even better for billionaires and not for everyone else. So, you know, we're out there. I'm raising money. I think the right way to do this is grassroots up, not just reach in your pocket and not suck up to billionaires. I don't spend my time behind closed doors with billionaires. So every time I get a chance, I say to people, if you think that's the right way to run a campaign, please go to ElizabethWarren.com and pitch in $5 or $10 or whatever you can. Because this is about our democracy, and it's about how we're going to pick a nominee who's going to represent all the Democrats when we go into battle against Donald Trump. I can win that battle, but I'm going to need help to do it.
That's Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, last night on MSNBC. The network nobody watches. Nobody watches it. Anyway, stick around. Coming up, Colonel Alan West. Yeah, this is going to be big. What does he think of what's going on the Democrat side? And are we poised for a wave election? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.